that I received on the previous shiur, and based on the he'aros to make a number of tikkunim. Firstly, I still hold very, very strongly that there are three basic schools of Rishonim in terms of how to learn b'shivtecha v'esech v'echtecha v'aderech. We have Rashi and Tosfos who have one din of osek with two applications, tircha and tirda. We'll return to that today. The sheet of the Gaonim, of Rav Hai Gaon, that we have one halacha of tirda de mitzvah. We have these two factors that have to be combined in order to get a p'tur. And we have the sheet of the Me'iri, who aside from agreeing with everything that was said by Rashi, Tosfos, and the Gaonim, adds also another category of srach mitzvah, that even post-mitzvah anxiety can also be a meaningful factor in terms of osik mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. What was pointed out to me very, very properly is that I ascribe that sheet not only to the Me'iri, but also to the Rashba. And I admit I fell into the trap of the editor of the Rashba, of the Moshe Rav Kook Rashba, who says that in his footnotes. But reading the Rashba objectively in terms of the text itself, I think that the He'aros were correct, that the Rashba clearly could very well be Rashi and Tosfos. There's no need to push. Rashba clearly is disagreeing with Rav Hai Gaon, but there's no reason to push the Rashba into the camp of the Me'iri. The trap was set by not leaving the Ritva hanging. Namely, the Ritva uses language which reminds us of the Me'iri. He speaks about b'chazarasa, and he speaks about lachar nisuin. So the Ritva appears to be going in the direction of the Me'iri, but we know that the Ritva had a Rebbe, the Rashba. Would the Ritva go ahead on his own without having some sort of precedent? But that's wrong. In other words, one has to look at the text rather than historical context. And so I would reline the Shitas. We have Rashi, Tosus, and the Rashba. That's one Shita. We have the Gaonim and Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rambam. That's a second Shita. And we have the Me'iri and the Ritva as a third Shita. Those three Shitas we have, I think that is very, very is clear in its MS. In terms of, and I in other words, when we ended the shiur last time, we spoke about the fact that the Rav wanted to say that there was machlokas between the Ritva and the Rambam in terms of the nature of the mitzvah of Aliyah LaRegel. Do we view the halicha as part of the etzem mitzvah? That's what the Ritva says, or is it simply a machshir? In Shir, I wanted to say that the Rambam really doesn't have to disagree with the Ritva, but reading it over again and again, I think the Rav is 100% correct, that the fact that the Rambam deals with the mitzvah in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and only brings in the requirement of being able to walk in Perek Bey, clearly I think the inference is that ability to be able to walk is a Hechsher mitzvah rather than the part of the mitzvah itself. So I take it back. That I felt that the Rav had gone too far. No, I think that probably he's correct in terms of his diuk. Okay, after that, now we can begin today's shiur. Beseder. So today's shiur is dealing with, according to everyone, irrelevant if we're working with Rashi, Tosos, and the Rashba, or we're working with the Reb Hai Gaon, or we're working with the Me'iri, what degree of Osek B'mitzvah is needed in order to bring about the patur of osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. To what extent is this individual, does he have to be involved in mitzvah A in order to be patur from mitzvah B? So this is the question that Tosfos deals with head-on, Dibra Maskel Shluchei Mitzvah, in which Tosfos begins by quoting Rashi. And Rashi says black on white on the Mishnah, that the p'tur of holchei mitzvah is even b'sh'as chanayasan, even when they are totally passive, right? In other words, that their asika, their involvement in the mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim, lilmot Torah, v'hakel p'nei rabo, b'sh'as chanayasan, their involvement is on a passive level. And b'chol zot, Rashi says, that they are patur from sukkah, b'sh'as chanayasan. And Rashi is not making this up, as Tosfos points out, that Rashi is medayik this v'chein mashma b'gemara, that the Gemara on Daf Kavav Amud Aleph compares holche shluche mitzvah to holche drachim. We have people who are stunned traveling from place to place. And the Gemara says the holche drachim are only potter from sukkah during the day when they're actively traveling. At night, when they're passive, they're chayev in sukkah. As opposed to that, shluche mitzvah are potter bein bayom bein balayla. So Rashi is simply quoting the Gemara. And here, Tosus has a tema. How can it possibly be that if someone is passively involved in mitzvah A, he's potter from mitzvah B? We should all be potter from mitzvahs when we wear a talis or we put on tefillin. We're passively being mekayim a mitzvah. And it would be an oxymoron to say that when you put on tefillin, you're potter from kriyat shema. I mean, in other words, the dafka, you're supposed to be saying kriyat shema when wearing tefillin in order that there shouldn't be, you shouldn't be lying and you know, reading psukim about tefillin and not being wearing tefillin. But in other words, we have over here a problem. How do we understand the Gemara and Rashi that the passive involvement, the shas chanayasan, is going to pater you from a mitzvah if everyone understands that a passive involvement of talis and tefillin do not pater an individual from a mitzvah? That's point A, yes?
Is the basis of that question that it's like a dapiyai absurdum type of
Yes, 100%. 100%. It's a pure svara. And then Tosis wants to back it up with va'od, that we have a Gemara in the Darim that points out that we have a question that we have a mission in the Darim that if a person, party A, was very, very upset at party B, and party A made a neder that he would not benefit from party B, he would not get hana'ah from party B. So the Gemara says, is party A, if he finds a metziah that belongs to party B, is he allowed to pick it up and return it? What's the issue? The issue is that while he is a shomer aveda, he has the status of a shomer sachar, and the sachar that he is receiving is that he's pater from pruta d'Rav Yosef. He's pater from giving tzedakah while he is dealing with the aveda. And so he is benefiting by having this aveda. So is there a problem if party B made a neder, he will not benefit from party B? Is there a problem of party A returning an aveda to party B because he's benefiting from the pruta de Rav Yosef? And the Gemara says, black on white, that it's permissible because pruta de Rav Yosef lo shriach. So Tosa says, what does that imply? It implies that the benefit, that the tour of giving tzedakah, is only at a very, very unique point in watching the aveda at which the person is actively involved in the aveda. If the aveda were to be a garment, the person would be involved in washing it, airing it out. If the aveda were to be an animal, the person would be involved in feeding it. But it's mashma, says Tosfos, that while the person is passively dealing with the aveda, simply having it in his house, then there is no ptur of osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. And if so, how do we understand shas chanayasan of Rashi? These are Tosfos's basic questions. And so Tosfos comes to a conclusion that we're painting ourselves into a corner. Vitzarech lomar. The hacha nami mairi ki haigavna di mitra de bikiya mitzvah suka have mevatli mi mitzvos. Tosfos comes to the conclusion that the only time that we're going to have a principle of osu mitzvah patur and a mitzvah is e efshar lekayim et shnehem. One mitzvah would be on the cheshbon of the other mitzvah, but as long as efshar lekayim et shnehem, one is chayev to do both mitzvos, and therefore the person wearing the talis or the tefillin, efshar lo to do other mitzvos, so he is chayav. While having an aveda in your home, efshar, you're able to do other mitzvos, and therefore you are chayav. And now our problem is, so we'll go back to the Gemara and Rashi, what do we do b'shas chanayasan? Isn't it possible b'shas chanayasan to also find the sukkah? So Tosfos says, hacha nami ayri v'kahai gavna, that we have to set up ukimtot. We have to set up ukimtot in which we're going to have that the sukkah, building a sukkah, would be at the expense of the mitzvah that he is currently involved in. It's an efshar l'kayim et shneihem. One of them is biting into the other. Where do we find what kind of ukimtot will we find? So if you look in the Rush, the Rush himself, of course, quotes the Shita of Tosfos. We'll see the Hagos Ashri quotes a Shita that disagrees, but the Rush quotes the Shita of Tosfos, and the Korban Nisanel over there gives us a number of examples. The Rush in Perek Beis, Siman Vav, quotes Tosfos verbatim and ends up Tzarech Lomar Hochanami Ari Bekai Gavna Dim Yeshu Lachzer Achar Sukaso Yevatam Imitzvaso. So over there in Sivkotan Ayin, the Karmel Sinai says Kagon Shehasuka Mufleget Min Haderech Asher Hu Horech Shama Lidvar Mitzvah. It would have to be a big detour to get to the sukkah. Where his hotel is, it's zoned. Sukkahs can't be built in that area. He would have to go to the Jewish neighborhood. That would take him out of his way. It would interfere with his pidyon shvuyim, with his ability lahakil pnei rabbo, etc. O ba'ofen shim yolin chutz besukkah v'yishan yanuach yoser v'yuchol la'asok l'machar tfei b'mitzvaso choshiv shekol hosi b'mitzvah u'pater af b'layla. Or that this person has a cheshbon, he can only get to where he's going if he has a certain amount of strength. He can only have that strength if he has 8 hours of sleep a night. He can never sleep 8 hours in a sukkah. He can only sleep 8 hours in a hotel room. And therefore, his sleeping in a sukkah would be on the cheshbon of his mitzvah. The e'ef shalakayim et shneihem. Those are the ukimtot of Tosfos. And on this, Ran goes ballistic. Right? That the Ran, you saw, quotes Tosfos. Oh, I have this run of the Hoz V'Hadar. Okay, but it's here. Okay, it's okay. I'm just stand so many years looking at a riff and a run, and then all of a sudden it's on the wrong side of the page, and with a totally different font.
I don't use it.
Okay. Look, if something like the Frankel Rambam came out, that itself was a trauma. That was the first time that you had a Rambam with a different print, you know, with different. Everything was different. Everything about the page was different. But that the world got used to. But this run, I don't know if anyone's ever going to get used to. Okay, so we have over here the Ikala Medak. We have Tosis's question. We have Tosis's answer, and then Velo Nirali. That Pashta de Milsa, Lo Mashma came. That's not Pshat in the Gemara, that the only time that Shluchei Mitzvah, Ptur Men Asuka, is in an Ukimta, when the area is zoned, or these people have sleep problems. That's not Mashma from the Mishnah. Pashtas from the Mishnah is under all circumstances, and also the case on Daf Yudam at Beis, where it appeared they had no problem of sleeping in a Pasul Sukkah, and it wasn't a question, I'm sure, you know, it wasn't a question of gathering strength. The Sukkah was there, it could have been made kosher very, very easily. They could have just lifted the ornaments in the Sukkah and made it kosher, but they said, we're Pater. And it appears that there is certainly no E'efshar L'kayim Esh Shnehem. And the assumption of the Ran is that this is pshat also in all the other cases, the chofer kuch lemeis, the shomer hameis, all of these, even the chasan, all of these examples, according to the Ran, lachora are situations where efshar lekayim et shneihem. Therefore, the Ran comes to an opposite conclusion. Also, mitzvah mitzvah afal pishi yachol lekayim et shneihem, and that's why the bishas chana yasan is pater, that there is no need to have an ef shalakayim et shnehem. However, umihu. So what then do we do with talis and tefillin and having an aveda in your home? So what does the Ran distinguish between which two verbs, laasok and lekayim? Right. When you're mekayim a mitzvah, there's no ptur. When you're osek, then there is a ptur. But even when you're osek, miu modina, shekol sheino tzarach l'troach klal, ela kedarko b'mitzvah. No, in other words, that the heter of osek, in the Ran's language, is kol shehu osek lo chiyavato Torah litzroach layim mitzvos acheros afa pisha efshar. That if there is some degree of interference, even though efshar, then we have the p'tur. But if there's no degree of interference, if you can do both kedarko, then barur vada yetze yidei shnehem, then barur, there is no p'tur of osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, and with that he explains the Gemara that we'll see later on in terms of the chason v'shushbinin. Okay, so we have then these two basic shitos of Tosfos and the Ran. As you saw in the Hagos Ashri, he quotes the Or Zeruah. It just is much shorter in the Hagos Ashri than in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel in the Or Zeruah. That the Or Zeruah agrees with whom? With the Ran or with Tosfos? With the Ran. Okay. Had we had been able to stop at this point, L'chora, and we'd say, okay, now that we have the, you know, where it's the different options of how to learn the, take one step back. So far we've seen Tosfos and the Ran, and it appears from the Ran that the only way of understanding Tosfos' Shita of Eif Shalakayim Shnehem is, as Tosfos himself says, setting up Ukimtos. However, which Rishon agreed with Tosfos vehemently that only if Eif Shalakayim et Shnehem do we have the world of Osi Mitzvah Patana Mitzvah and without Ukimtot? Is there a way of having your cake and eat it? Of passing like Tosfos that Eif Shalakayim et Shnehem and still not have to set up the Ukimtot that the Ran says that's not pshuto shel davar. Yeah, we've seen Tosfos, the Ran, and the Rosh. What else do we have in our Gemara? What other Rishon do we have in our Gemara? Maybe Rashi? Does Rashi get involved in this issue at all? Leaving aside from saying Shas Hanayasa, does Rashi get involved in this question of Ef Shalakayim et Shnehem or Eif Shalakayim et Shnehem? He says it black and white. Okay, so let's look back at Rashi. Rashi says 100% in the world of Dir Maskul de Torid, Libo Toru de Machshevet Be'ila, Umistabre, Ki Patre Kra, Mishum Tir de Patre, De'eno Yocho La'asot Bishnayim Ke'echad. That the Rashi is saying that the drasha, and again, this is Rashi. Rashi says that we have a drasha of Osi Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah with two tracks, Tirda and Tircha. And Rashi says that Barur, that Lo Patre Kra, Ella if E Efshar L'Kayim Et Shnehem. Okay, so now let's ask ourselves. We have two tracks in Rashi. Chasan is a track of Tirda. Okay? What about Shluchei Mitzvah? Are they the track of Tirda or the track of Tircha? Look, Rashi, Kafav Hamad Aleph, and the Gemara Shluchei Mitzvah Anan. I'm sorry. Dibre Maschil, Holchin Lidvar Mitzvah Pturim Bayom Balayla, Af Alpi Shein Holchin Ela Bayom, Umishum Detridim Vidoagim Bimachshevet HaMitzvah Ubitikuneha Peturin Min HaMitzvah. Namely, that according to Rashi, the p'tur of Shluchei Mitzvah is not a p'tur of Tircha. It's a p'tur of Tirda. And the nature of Tirda, Rashi tells us by the Chasan, is what? Eif Shalakayim et Shnehem. That's what Rashi says. Mishum de Tirda patre de'eno yochol asok b'shnehem ke'echad. Namely, that once we have over here, within Rashi and Tosfos, we have a din of Osek b'mitzvah. But Osek b'mitzvah is Pater min ha-mitzvah. We saw that according to Rashi and Tosfos, we have two tracks. We have two psukim. We have a lechtecha and a shiftecha. We have a track of tircha. And we have a track of tirda. Rashi tells us that this track of tirda is the source of shluchei mitzvah. Rashi says that the track of Tirda is the track of Shluchei Mitzvah. That's Rashi black and white. Adaf Kaf Av Bet Aleph. He says the Shluch. Yes.
On Chafei, he includes Holy Mitzvah in Osek.
He says,
as opposed to,
in other words, maybe let me put it a little differently then. Rashi and Tosfos, we have a Mishnah, okay, which tells us that Shluch a Mitzvah Petur. That's the Gemara says this is based on Osi the Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. We have, according to Rashi and Tosfos, two Psukim, Drasha 1. Here we go in both directions, Drasha 1, Drasha 2. Drasha 1 is the Toreach, either in the Halicha or in the Mamash, in the Mitzvah Mamash. And then we have Drasha 2, we have the Torid, even, right? Yoshev Batel. Correct? These are the two Drashas. So when Tosis looks at the Mishnah, that Shluchei Mitzvah Peturim, and we have, it's based on the world of Osek the Mitzvah, and we have these two tracks of Toreach and Torid. Where does Tosfos put Shluchei Mitzvah? On the what track? As Moshe Aaron pointed out, Toreach, right? This is Tosfos. Then Tosfos was bothered just a minute, if it's a Toreach, b'cholzo, efshe v'kayim et shneihem. So Tosfos says it's a Nukimta. It's a Nukimta where you're Toreach so much, right, that this tircha would have to negate that tircha. However, Rashi says no. Rashi says that the track of tirda by its nature is a track of ef sharvakayim shneihem. That is the level of anxiety which is needed to be a poter. And then Rashi tells us that this is the track of shluchei mitzvah. That shluchei mitzvah of our Mishnah, that's what Rashi says on Daf Kafav, Amid Aleph, Holchim l'dvar mitzvah turim b'yom b'layla, af al pi shein holchim ela b'yom, umishum detridin v'doagim machshevet ha-mitzvah, v'tikuneha peturim min ha-mitzvah. Namely, that it could very well be that Rashi would agree with Tosfos that during the daytime, shluchei mitzvah would be potter because of Toreach. And that would be the Efshar v'kayim et shneihem. But what about at night? So Rashi says, we have the second track. We have the track of Tirda. Namely, that these individuals, A, they have a lot of physical exertion in order to be holach drachim, but also because they are holach l'dvar mitzvah, they have an anxiety. They're going to the Rebbe. In other words, they want to be sure that they remember all the protocol, etc. Maybe they want to get to the Rebbe on time, they want to get to the Rebbe in the morning, they want to do this. In other words, that anxiety patters them afilu b'leilu. That's the e-efshar according to Rashi. Namely, you don't have to get stuck in the ukimto of Tosos. You could learn really there is a din of e-efshar l'kayim et shneihem. You could have the principle of Tosos, but without the ukimto. What we have to do is move from the world of Tircha, which is where Tosis is holding, to the world of Tirda, which is what Rashi originally said. That's why Rashi wasn't bothered, you know, where it's by Talus and Tefillin, etc. That they're Efshe v'kayim et shneihem. And Sh'as Chanayosan, according to Rashi, is always Efshe v'kayim et shneihem, not because of the Tircha, but because of the Tirda. That's what Rashi said in Dach Kafav. So we have a basic machlokas between the Ran and Rashi and Tosfos, that Rashi and Tosfos require for the purpose of Osi the Mitzvah e efshar l'kayim shneihem. So Tosfos has to come up with ukimtot, because he puts it under the world of Toreach. And Rashi does not have to come up with ukimtos because he puts it under the rubric of Tarid. And Tarid, by its nature, is an Eev Shalakayim et Shneihem. Okay? The Ran, however, holds Ma Pit'om, that we have over here, the principle of Lo Chiyuv HaTorah L'Droach L'Kayim Mitzvah Acheret. That's the terminology of the Ran. The Ram would agree if there is no tirchei at all, if you can do both mitzvahs k'or chayu, barer that you are chayiv. Okay, in other words, two things. A, that we're dealing on the world of osek as opposed to mekayim. And even in the world of osek, you know, where it's ochiv atorah litroach lekayim et shneim. But if you do both without tircha, then you're chayiv. If, okay, you wanted to ask me.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the svara of Rashi. It seems like Rashi's svara goes very well for Kriya Shema. But like for the sukkah, like the example of Amoraim in the sukkah, it doesn't seem logical.
Firstly, we're going to see how, in other words, well, firstly, the Rashi does learn, and he says that the issue by the Hoked Rochid is one of Tirda. So, in terms of the logic that's involved, is a certain paralysis, an inability to be able to not just a question of Kriyat Shema in terms of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, the inability to be able to accept obligations when one is tarud. The level of anxiety would be the equivalent nowadays of an anxiety attack. Mm-hmm. Not just anxiety, in other words, that the person is paralyzed and therefore he can't deal with more obligations. Sukkah is an obligation. And so he is, to a certain degree, honest that he has shalom kayim et shneya. That brings us to what is it, yes?
Maybe possible to say another possibility.
100%. What possibility?
That
many possibilities. Yes.
I got. I know it's a good idea, but Mizlashon of one place she says, meaning if the worry is somehow a subcategory of the mitzvah itself, then it's not fully that it's like, for instance, honestly, it can't. But we almost like the worry is the mitzvah. So now you're potter from any other mitzvah.
And therefore, that would limit, in other words, but what?
Maybe it doesn't have to be such a severe level of anxiety. It's just that the anxiety is almost a sub aspect of the mitzvah. So then you're currently involved in the mitzvah. If you're currently involved in the mitzvah, then you're pater.
Okay, just say that. We can say that as well. In other words, but working off of the difference between the Ran understanding of Osek B'Mitzvah and Tosis and Rashi's understanding of Osek B'Mitzvah, and again we put over here also the Ran and the Oros HaRuah, right? The Magos HaShri agrees with the Ran. There's a Chakira in terms of what is the nature of Osek B'Mitzvah Potvet Min HaMitzvah. There's a theoretical that l'chora this machlokas would fit into very nicely. Did anyone see the chakira in the Rishimos or in any other sefer? In other words, do we say that osik mitzvah patana mitzvah is a ptur? Is a ptur, or do we say that it's a din within kedima? What, in other words, when you have two mitzvahs on your table, which of them do you do? How do you relate to conflicting obligations? In this respect, l'chora the Ran is saying black and white, lo chiyav Torah l'troach l'kayem mitzvah acheres. That you have a p'tur, you're exempt from any other mitzvah. When you were involved in mitzvah A, you're exempt from mitzvah B. And therefore there are no conditions involved. Masheikin, according to Tosfos, there's no such halacha. You're never exempt from mitzvah B because you're doing mitzvah A. So do both. Only if E'ef shalakayim et shnehem, then what question do we have? What takes precedence? E'ef shalakayim et shnehem. I can only do one of them. Which takes precedence, the mitzvah I am doing or the mitzvah which is in the bullpen? And in that respect, Tosfos tells us that that's the din of osek mitzvah patana mitzvah, the mitzvah that I am doing takes precedence over another mitzvah. That's where I sent you to the Rambam in Pirkei Avos. The Rambam in Pirkei Avos links Osik mitzvah patur in a mitzvah with what other principle? Look at it together. It's on the top of the page that I gave you. That the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos points out that have a zoyer be mitzvah kala kivachamura sheina tayodeya matan scharan shol mitzvos. So Rambam says bar mitzvos lo sase, we know the matan scharan based on the onashim. So we know what is more important, less important. But in the world of mitzvahs, asei lon is bayer sechar kol achase ma uetzel Hashem, ad sheneida ma yoser chashiv ma lamata, elatziva lasot maaseh ploni uploni v'lo yivad aschar eze mehem yoser gadol etzel Hashem. Lefikach roi lehishtadel bekulon. Mipnei ze ikar amru osi v'mitzvah patar v'na mitzvah mibli Hakshei ben hamitzvah asher hu osek ba'asiyata, without comparing that which you are currently doing va'acheret asher tachof mimena. And we had a sense of a ladder of importance, then we could say that the mitzvah which is in the bullpen is more important than what I'm doing, so I'll stop doing A and I'll do B. But since I have no idea what is the ladder of importance in Akash Baruch Hu's eyes, in other words, it's that which I consider to be a mitzvah kala. Rambam gives the example of mitzvah kala, kumo simcha sarega. Actually, I'm sameach by my nature. So it's a mitzvah kala for me to be sameach berega. The Rambam also mentions as mitzvah kala, lemidas lashon hakodesh. That there's a mitzvah kala of learning Hebrew. I don't know who nowadays people would hear the mitzvah kala. I don't know people use a mitzvah. But the Rambam gives us two examples of a mitzvah kala. But he says, well, we have no idea. Maybe learning Hebrew is considered, according to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be more important than eating matzah. We have no idea. And therefore, since we have no idea, ha'osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha'mitzvah, v'lazeh gam kein amru, ein ma'avirin al ha'mitzvos. Kulamar im yizdamin l'cha ma'isa mitzvah, al tavur imenu v'tanichenu kedei la'asot mitzvah acheres. Don't make cheshbonos. Don't make cheshbonos that in 5 minutes I can do mitzvah A, but if I wait 10 minutes I can do mitzvah B, and that's probably a more important mitzvah. I have no idea what's more important, and therefore I was like a mitzvah part of men mitzvah, namely that we have over here a rule, a din of kedima, in terms of osik ben mitzvah. So this chakira fits very, very beautifully l'chora into our machlokas, that according to the Ran and the Orzarua, we're dealing with a ptur. According to Tosfos, we're dealing with the din of kedima, and that's why they disagree if efshel lekayim et shnehem. If efshel lekayim et shnehem, according to Tosfos, so then there's no need for a din of kedima. So do both. The din of kedima is only when we have to choose one over the other. Mashen came the ptur lochiya v'torah. That's even if efshel lekayim et shnehem. But it also has more nach. You know, so that's the basic machlokas between the Ran and the Ozeru on one hand, and Rashi and Tosus on the other hand, is the core of the nature of the din of Osiv and Mitzvah, Patur and HaMitzvah. Yes?
I missed which side the Rambam Pirkei Avos was putting into.
Rashi and Tosus. The Rambam fits in very beautifully with Rashi and Tosus, which also, we had a question over here. What is the issue of shluchei mitzvah that they're patur? So we saw according to Tosfos, the issue is one of toreach. According to Rashi, torid. According to the Ran, l'chora toreach. Right? What about according to Rav Haigo? What about according to the Meiri? According to the Rav Haigo, it's only one category. Osik b'mitzvah is Torah b'mitzvah, right? In other words, so l'chora Rav Haigo would also agree with Rashi that the issue is one of Torah. Otherwise, there's no osik b'mitzvah. That's chat in the Mishnah. Shluchei mitzvah and nizokim osik b'mitzvah means mitzvah and Torah b'mitzvah. And the Rambam we saw agreed with Rav Haigo that the konis ha'almana is, even though if it's a mitzvah, there's no Torah. That's it. There's no ptur of holchin v'chulei. So the Rambam very well fits into this world of Rashi and Tosfos, that the din of osik b'mitzvah is a din in terms of what takes precedence when you can't do both? But when you can do both, you have to do both. There's no p'tur. Ma'ashein kein, according to the Ran, here we have a p'tur. So the one nafkamina is if efshel lekayem et shneihem, is there a din of osim mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah? According to Rashi and Tosus, no, and the Rambam, no. It's only a din parallel to eim avir nala mitzvah, din of kedima, when you can only do one, not both. Well, according to the Ran, we have a p'tur even when you can do both. But lechod, yes, Yoni.
Here's a question on the Rambam. The Rambam ends up saying that there are certain mitzvahs that we do know this har because of the
bitul. Excellent, excellent. We're going to come to that with the sugya of Pesach Sheni. That the Rambam says that there are certain mitzvahs that lechora have a super importance. And what is the raya? Even though it's a mitzvah say, what punishment do we have? Kares, right? In other words, and that those are X, Y, Z, right? We'll see. Mitzvah the sugya of Pesach Sheni. How exactly does that fit in with those things of mitzvah patur and a mitzvah? That's an excellent question. Now we'll come back to Bli Neder when we see the next sugya of Pesach Sheni. Very good. So, what other nafkaminas do we have over here between the Rambam, Rashi, Tosos on one hand, and the Orzeru and the Ran on the other hand? The Maharach Orzerua. I hope you enjoyed his style. He's very, very down to earth. And also he's not afraid of controversy. So who does he agree with, the Maharach or Zerua? Whose side is he on? Rashi Tosus and the Rambam, or the Ran and the Or Zerua? The Maharach or Zerua is not the Or Zerua. He's the son of the Or Zerua. Reb Chaim, the Or Zerua is Reb Yitzchak Or Zerua, and this is Reb Chaim Or Zerua. No? You have a chance to look at the Maharach or Zerua? What?
The Ran.
100%. Well, why say the Ran? Why not say his father? He's like his father. He says to Or, V'chein mashmi b'lashan avi mori, V'chein mashmi b'lashan avi mori. He's like his father, that even if efshar l'kayim et shneihem, there is a din of osi mitzvah patur mitzvah. And he asks questions on Tosfos, and it's not pshat like Tosfos, v'chulei, it doesn't fit into the sugyos, and it's, you know, v'chulei. And then he says, frighteningly, in the section that I photostated for you, about 8 lines from the bottom, right after the bold print. But the bold print is simply my computer. Kasher kosav Rabbeinu Abba Mari Zal v'chein nira. I made it bold. Ukefiza, according to my shita, bachurim hahochim lomod Torah. If you have someone who's coming from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah, peturim mikol hamitzvos kol zman shehem bebeit Rabbah, that they are oskim b'mitzvah. In other words, but they're considered to be the holchei drachim. I mean, what p'tur do we have over here? Shkereftista v'rabba baravuna hayu p'turim kol zman shelo shamu hadrasha. Namely, that as in other words, when we speak of kol zman shehem bebeit rabam, kol zman that they're temporarily. They came temporarily. They're not here for a year, so they are p'tur. Umikol makom im yirtzu levarech al hatzitzis val hatfilin. Yecholin, midi dahave a nashim. Kemoshe pasuk Rabbeinu Tam Zal shehanashim yecholos levarech al bitzus asei shasman grama. Ulefize yuchlu lahotzi b'tkiyo shofar et achayavim, etc. Namely, what issue is the Maharach or Zerua raising?
If they're patur, then they've got a bunch of other nachmas that come up, like brothos and being yotzi
other. Nachon. In other words, that if we have a din of kedima, means I'm basically chayev in both mitzvahs. Both mitzvahs are on my table. The Torah tells me, do mitzvah A, not mitzvah B. But if I decide I want to do both, they're both on my table. They're chiyuvim. I'll make a bracha. The moment that lo chiyuv a Torah, it's a p'tur, it's like a rishus. And so I don't have a right to make a bracha. Unless we take the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, if a woman can make a bracha on a mitzvah which is p'tura, so this person is now like a woman copying this mitzvah, and he can make a bracha the same way the woman makes a bracha on yeshiva sukkah and tkiyah shofar. So that's the that's the level of bracha that exists. In other words, when Arya mentioned earlier to reduce something to absurdity, that basically over here. The Maharach HaZerua doesn't view this as absurd. He views it as very real. We view it as somewhat, you know, that someone going to learn Torah is going to be potter for putting on talus and tefillin. But really, that's what, if he's potter from sukkah, so he's potter from talus and tefillin as well. So he's going to his rebbe's house and he's not going to wear talus and tefillin. Now he'll wear. I wear that a bracha? he can make a bracha like a woman. That is really a reshus, but he can make a mashen according to Tosfos. What are you talking about? Tosfos would say. Firstly, if Eshel Lekayim and Shneim, you have to do both. But even if Eshel Lekayim and Shneim, both are on the table. There's a chiyuv on both. There's a question of kedima, which one takes precedence. Yeah.
So we halacha l'masa generally wouldn't let a woman blow shofar even if she wanted to. Does he have to not agree with that? You know, psak halacha that we all take for granted.
So he is saying that once a woman can make a shofar, that's exactly what he continues. That's exactly how he continues. That he learns that the din of Argos will bring even the women, into the world of Argos, which is a machlokes.
But he would pass him that yes, a woman can blow shofar no.
For men,
right?
Yeah, so I said Marachos Aru is very, very radical. But we see over here taking the shita of the Orz Arua, we're going to have issues of the fact that these are really not mitzvos. It was that the person sitting in the sukkah, he wants to be a chassid, right? He's to a certain degree, he's not a chassid shote, but he is turning himself into someone who is, he's not turning himself. He's someone who's not chayav and doing that which is not chayav. He shouldn't view it that I'm doing that which I on some level I'm chayav. According to Tosfos, you're chayav on both. In other words, there's no ptur over here. You're chayav, but you can't do both. So what do you do? Torah says, do the first. Yeah?
Doesn't the rift sort of break the mold?
Excellent. So this now, in other words, had Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam, Ran, or Zeruah, Maracha, Zeruah, this all would have been beautiful. But we have one more Rishon named the Ritva that we'll have to deal with. But before we see the Ritva, let's just see what other Nafkamina would be for that we have on the board. So Nafkamina number one is Eshel Lekayim et Shneihem. If it's a Ptur, it's a Ptur, but there's no din of Kediva. Nafkamina number two is Brachos. Do you make a Bracha on the second Mitzvah? Now, Nafkamina number three that you saw in the Taz and the Nukos HaKesev, Tashlumet. If we're dealing over here that the Ptur is the Ptur of, that second mitzvah which is on the table is Tefillah, would there be Tashlumen, would there be necessity of Tashlumen to make up the moment that you are Efshar L'Kayim et Shneihem? So here, you saw that there is a halacha, that if someone is an onen and he can't daven, when he becomes an avel, there is no need for tashlumen. Came along the drisha and wanted to say that hu hadin, anyone who is osik b'mitzvah patur min hamitzvah, also there's no need for tashlumen. Came along the taz, the tama ani, how can you compare apples and oranges? And so the Taz wants to say that the distinction is as to the Taz wants to distinguish between ones and petur. Comes on the Kuvos HaKesev and points out dafka beones shechayev min hadin ela mishum deonesu patur dina hachi, that when we have a principle of ones, then we have a din of tashlumen. Avol kishelo haya chayev min hadin klal, then patur acharkach. But if there's a petur, then there's no din of tashlumen. In Osik B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah, would there be a din of Tashlumen? According to the Ran, it's a Ptur. It's like Onen. You're Patur. Lochi of a Torah. There's no din of Tashlumen. According to Rashi and Tosfos, would be a din of Tashlumen. You're honest. You can't do both. The Torah says, do A. But when you can do the second one, so do the second one. There's no Ptur. So this then is the framework, but as Eli pointed out, we have a Rishon that doesn't fit into this framework. You look at the Ritva. The Ritva begins Masnisen Shluchei Mitzvah Petur Min HaSukkah Perush Mishum Deosek B'Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah U'Maisila B'Gemara Mikra. So far, so good. V'Tema Dehavadai Lo Amru HaOsek Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah Elo Kishi E'Efshar L'Kayim Es Shneihem. that the Ritva takes for granted that who is correct in our machlokes over here, Rashi Tosfos and the Rambam, or Ranan or Zeruah? Rashi Tosfos and the Rambam. The only time that we have a din of osir mitzvah is Iyer Shalakayim et Shneihem. Ki deba'odo basuko meniach tefillino misatik betzitzis, etc. Ein lepotra. Okay? And he gives the whole, you know, it's the... Okay. Okay, so I shouldn't skip. Let's just read it together. U'mashamra b'shamar aveda shepata milos es kruta lo'ani ha'ine b'shana shemena aro metatol ba ha'ine damrina kruta drogos es koshriach. Exactly like Rashi and Tosfos. The Kevan de la Mishtar Ela Ba'od Ozi Mitzvah Zo, Lama Likra, Pshita, Lama Yaniach Mitzvah Zo Mitzvah Mitzvah Acheres. So, you know, it's his problem was, I agree with Tosfos, but if I agree with Tosfos for that, why need a Pasuk? Isn't it obvious that if you're doing Mitzvah A, you shouldn't go ahead and leave it for Mitzvah B? Isn't that something which is obvious? For that, I need a Pasuk to tell me? That in other words, isn't that's a svara? It's not going to the pasuk. V'yeshlomar deha kamashmalan da'afilu bo'i lahaniach mitzvah zo la'asos mitzvah acheres gedola mimenu. Even if I would want to change, ein harishus biyadi. Salka daita chamina if turehu de mifter mina avli bo'i lemifshak v'lo lemevad ida harishus biyado. Kamash malan kevan de potter min ha'acheres harehi etzlo achshav kedavar shel rishus va'aser lohaniach mitzvaso mipnei shehu shel rishus. Namely, he learns like Tosfos in terms of halacha that we only by osi mitzvah potter min a mitzvah if he yevshal kaim et shnehem. But what is his svara? He learns like Tosfos in terms of the bottom line. But how does he learn the drasha of Chazal? A ptur. The din of kedima is a din of ptur. That we turn the second mitzvah into davar shel rishus. And even if that second mitzvah is a mitzvah that of time frame, where normally that would be something that would take kedima kon kriyat shmo shkita sa pesach, v'kodem achen basva mitzvah she'efshar shitivat lenu, rashai hu lehatchil v'zo shebo la'achshav, Yivata and Acheres Yivata, Leinochashe Park Menu Kedusha Park Mei Olav, Ein Chiyuv Mitzvah Zo Olav. And it's simply that he has the Shita of Tosfos with the Svara of the Ran. The Shita of Tosfos with the Svara of the Ran. So all our Nafkaminas now, in other words, the latter two, in terms of Bracha, he would hold like Tosfos that only applies Yeshal Kaim Shneim, but you don't make a Bracha, or just make a Bracha like a woman. In terms of Tashlumen, he would hold like Tosas Yeshal Akayim et Shnehem, but there would be no Tashlumen because of the Ptur. So the Ritva points out that you can hold like Rashi and Tosas of Yeshal Akayim et Shnehem and still not view it as a din of Kedima, but as a din of Ptur. The din of Kedima would be as a Svara. The Gzeras HaKasuv brings in the din of Ptur. Because of the Gzeras HaKasuv, we have a Ptur. So you know, it's not as neat as it could have been. it's very nice to say, you know, this is din of kedima, this is din of ptur. But according to the Ritva, the kedima would be without a pasuk. Once we have a pasuk, even the din of yeshal kaim and shneihem is a din of ptur. That's the chiddush. That it's a din of ptur with a nafkaminas of ptur. Okay. So without the Ritva, everything we said fits in very, very sweetly. But with the Ritva, you see that you can have a Ptur even if you hold the Yevshar, the Kayem et Shneihem. Okay, we have one thing left in terms of, one Rishon left, in terms of this Inyan, and then move over to the world of Avelis. The Rishon we have left is the Me'iri. And the Me'iri, let's see what we have in the Me'iri. The Me'iri, I photostated for you, in two sections that are one following immediately upon the other. So let's look at the second section first, where it starts with Hadvarim shenichnasu tachtei v'gemara eluhen. Namely, the Miri explained the Mishnah and explained the Gemara. And when he explains the Gemara, he says, Kol shebiyarnu bozik v'mitzvah patrin ha-mitzvah, perusha ba'ochu osik ba, otarid ba, patrin mitzvah acheres, hamizdamenet lo, she'i efshar la'asota, el imkem b'miniyato sholzo, o bi'ikuva. This is Hushita. Rashi and Tosfos. And he continues, then there's no p'tur. Exactly like Rashi and like Tosfos. Look at the previous section. HaMishnah HaRevius Amar HaMeiri Shluchei mitzvah kon holchei drachim lomot Torah lisa isha kapil b'nei rabo pidyon shvuyim p'turim min hasukah shosek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah v'afilu b'shas chanayasam b'layla o bayom ein tzrichim liknos eitzim l'asos lehem sukah. Okay? In other words, that's, everyone agrees, that's the Mishnah. The question was, is in Rukimta of Yershal Kayim et Shneihem, is it a din of Tirda of Yershal Kayim et Shneihem, or is it Efshal Kayim et Shneihem? So how does the Miri continue? V'lo od, Ela Sheleda'atenu, Afim Heim Motzim Sukha Asuya Ba'osu Ha'ir Sheim Chonim Ba, Ein Tzrichim L'Troach Achareha, Kamosh Kasanu Perek Ala Pesugya Samishna Shlishis, V'chein kasu Hashem, af she'en lehem shum iku balichasam eitzel sukkah. Zo bir ha-mitzvah. This is Ushita. This is the Rana. This is the Rana and the Ozeruah. Namely, the Miri begins with the world of Ptur, lo chiyuv ha-Torah. There's no need, even if efshel ha-kayim et shneihem, there's no need for them to be Toreach. And then he moves over to the Shita of Tosfos. And it's all, it's in the same sugya. It's not like you have one in Brachos and one in Sukkah, or one in the first parak and one in the second parak. It's one section right after the other where the Miri says, is pulling it on both ends. And how does one understand such a Miri? Yes?
Is it reading too much to look into Ein Tzrichim L'Troach Achareha that he really sees a Tircha in there, even though he says it's not Yikuva later on?
But even the Ran says there has to be some tircha. If there's no tircha at all, then even the Ran would say you're chayiv in both. Even the Ran says lochiyav haTorah, in other words, l'troach. Even the Ran needs some small tircha in order to apply the p'tur, and that l'chora is exactly what the Miri is saying. I want to suggest something that I have no basis for, but you know, just put it on your tables. There is a book, Sefer. It's a book from the university, I guess you call it Sefer, by a fellow named Frankel on Darko Shel Rashi, Beperusha LeTalmud, in which he points out that there is a phenomena that we have that Rashi will interpret a Mishnah in one way, even though the Gemara learns the Mishnah in a different way. And that Rashi pedagogically assumed that there are many people who only read Mishnayos, and he wanted to write a Perush for those people. That would be a full-on Perush Pshuto Shel Mishnah, even though the bottom line is that this is not the way the Gemara is going to learn the Mishnah. And Tosfos is never meyer on such Rashi's. Tosfos just, Tosfos knew that Rashi explained the Mishnah. The Meiri wrote Perushim on the Mishnah and Perushim on the Gemara. So if you put in Bar Ilan, you put in Beis HaBachira LaMeiri, then it'll open up, do you want his Perush on the Gemara or his Perush on the Mishnayos? Once the Meiri, in other words, so you have those Perushim that are pure Mishnayos Perushim, you have those that are Mishnayos and Gemara. Here, what the Meiri is doing is saying, this is the Perush of the Mishnah, and then this is the Perush of the Gemara. Perhaps, in other words, the Meiri felt that there was a possibility of learning the Mishnah in one way and then reading, then understanding that the Gemara comes out with a different conclusion. I'm not thrilled about it in any which way as such an approach, because the Miri uses the phrase that lefi sheleda'atenu. you know, that this is sort of our shita, when he says in the Mishnah, shaladatenu. I don't know. It's, in other words, and we don't have a, it's not as though we have a previous Mishnah that can only be learned like the Ran or like Tosos, that's why, so that we're going through Mishnayos, and when Mishnayos according to the Ran, and we're going to the Gemara, we're going to the Gemara according to Tosos. I'm not happy with it at all. I don't know what to do with the Meiri. Yes? Rabbi Ben Nachman also, unfortunately, doesn't know what to do about the Meiri. Otherwise, I would give you his chat. Yes?
There's a famous Gra that there's such a thing as Pshuta Shul Mishnah, just as much as there's Pshuta Shul Mikra, to fit into this kind of...
Perhaps. I'm saying that's what Frankel says on Rashi. I never saw anyone say it on the Meiri. And I'm just saying that if we extend it to the Meiri, but is really the Ran more Pashut than the Tosus and Rashi? I mean, the Ran thinks it's more Pashut. He says that, it's because you only do Kimta. Maybe, in order to set up the Mishnah like Tosus, like Bilba Chaniyasa, the Miri would have to put Yukimto into the Mishnah, like Korban Asano, that we have zoning laws, we have exhaustion. Maybe Arya is correct that, you know, it's had we learned like Rashi, that's the Neftirda, there'd be no need for Ukimto. But if the Miri is working on the level of Tircha, so then the Ran really doesn't have Ukimtos. Tosus has to set up Ukimtos. So he'll have the Mishnah on the Ran without Ukimtot. And then in the Gemara, he'll say that we have this principle of E. Epshel Akayim et Shneihem. And then they might have to set up Ukimtot during the Mishnah. Within the Gemara, he gives the rule of the Yeshua L'Kayim et Shnehem. He never goes back to the world of Shluchei Mitzvah. He just brings the, you know, where it's within the in the section of Gemara, he just brings the Tosfos, you know, that we have this principle from we're now from Talus and Aveda, that we only apply Ozik Mitzvah in a situation of Yeshua L'Kayim et Shnehem. But really, within the world of Shluchei Mitzvah, within the Mishnah, the Ran is correct that if you don't need Ukimto, certainly that would be Pshat, and then it would, maybe that's why he gave that as Pshat in the Mishnah. Okay. Did you have a chance to look at the Sugi of Avel? Okay. So let's look at the Sugi of Avel. We pointed out, the Gemara says that we have a ptur of Kones Sabasula, Hecha de Tarid. The Gemara asks, does that mean any Tarid is Patur? Tavas Binasa Layam. The Gemara says, no. Because Avil is Chayev, Bechol Mitzvos Hamuros Batara, leaving aside Tfilin. So the Gemara distinguishes between Kones Sabasula and Avil, Hacha Tarid Tirda de Mitzvah, Hasam Tarid Tirda de Rishus. And Rashi explains the Gemara Kipshuto, Afal Pishu Chayev Linhog Avela Shon Neila Rechitza Vesika Laharos Kvod Meso, Eino Chayev Lehitz Ta'er. The Tsar of the Avel is Rishus. What is a Chiyuv is taking off shoes. What is a Chiyuv is not washing. What is a Chiyuv is sitting on the ground. Tsar is not a Chiyuv. I pointed out, I mentioned to you, I think, that according to the Rav's overview of Mitzvah of Tariag Mitzvos, this is an impossibility. The Rav points out in a number of places, it's one of the keystones of his understanding of the world of Mitzvos, is that there are not two types of Mitzvos, but there are three types of Mitzvos. There are Mitzvos that are Chovas Haguf, like eating matzah and sitting in a sukkah. There are Mitzvos that are Chovas Halavavos, like Ahavas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Dveikus Hashem. We have a sefer, Chovas Halavavos. In those mitzvos, we have both a Maisa mitzvah and a Kiyum mitzvah. And the Maisa mitzvah and the Kiyum mitzvah are uniform. In the Chovas HaGuf, the Maisa is a Maisa of the Guf, and the Kiyum is a Kiyum of the Guf. In Chovas Halavavos, the Maisa is a Maisa of the Lev, and the Kiyum is a Kiyum Sheba Lev. But the Rav posited that there's a third type of mitzvah as well, in which the Masa is Beguf, and the Kiyum is Balev. And he said that the Rambam, the Rambam The key in the Rambam to know which mitzvos are in that third category, in that third category the Rav puts tefillah and the Rav puts tshuva. That you'll find that the Rambam will describe the mitzvah one way in the koteret, in his heading, and another way in the halachos. That the koteret is the kiyum, and that the halachos are the maisa. In other words, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, for example, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, so the koteret is Yesh ba mitzvos, shtei mitzvos asei, achas la'avod et Hashem b'chol yom b'tefillah. We have a mitzvah of avodah. And then the Rambam, where it's in the halachos, speaks about the fact that we have a din of shevach, bakasha, hodaya, we have a din of in other words, we have formulas, etc. That is the maisa mitzvah. But the kiyum is lavodat Hashem. Or in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam will begin the koteret, mitzvahs asei shehu sheyashuv hachotei mecheto lefnei Hashem. Tshuva is the kiyum. And in the halachos, the mitzvah is v'chayav lehisvados. Vidui is the maisa mitzvah. The Rambam, classically, the Rav classically, subsumed avelus under this category as well. That bemet the koteret is, as we have in the beginning over here, mitzvah asei lehit abel al krovim. The language of the Mishnah is ein aninus ela balev. The raya which is brought, shenemar v'chalti chatos hayom hayitav b'enei Hashem, that kodshim requires a level of simcha, and currently I'm an avel, I have a mitzvah lis avel, I am b'tzar. And so it appears that tzar shebelev is the core of avelus. In Achinami, in Perek Hey, we have a whole list of dvarim shehavel aser bahem, right? L'saper v'lechabes v'lirchos, etc. That's on the level of the maisa mitzvah. But the kiyum, the core of the mitzvah, is belief. How does he learn this? Has the Rav learned this Gemara? So, one way of saying is, this Gemara proves the Rav is wrong, or proves that the Rav is wrong in terms of Avel. Now, the Rav may be correct in terms of Tshuva, may be correct in terms of Tefillah, but in terms of Avel, we have a very, 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 they call it orthoprax approach. In other words, that we do things, we behave in a certain manner, but there's no need to get our heart involved. That already is a rishus. But of course, the Rav didn't want to go in that direction, and so he offered two possibilities. One possibility is that in Achinami, there is a chiyuv of tzar, but parallel to the chiyuv of tzar, an avil also has a chiyuv of tziduk hadin, of accepting the fact that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. And the way of showing tziduk hadin is to do mitzvah saborei, namely that I accept Kadosh Baruch Hu's will, and accepting his will means I will also do his mitzvos. And therefore, even though normally osik mitzvah patur min hamitzvah, over here, because of the uniqueness of tziduk hadin, that overrides the osik b'mitzvah patur min hamitzvah of the avil. That was one approach he has. This is all in the Rishimos of Rav Reichman. Yes? The question is, as Eli points out, why call that tirda de rishus? That's not it. It's the tirda de mitzvah, which is overridden. It's not a tirda de rishus. The second is also very similar. The Rav says, maybe the tirda de mitzvah, which is poter, is only a tirda for the future. I'm torahed over what I'm going to do. But the avel, who is torahed over what was, the person passed away, that's not a poter. But again, what Eli will ask on that, fine, those are nice chilukim, but why use the phrase tirda dirishus? Okay, so I wanted to suggest a different approach to help the Rav, which I think may be correct, and that is, let's move from Perek Aleph of Hilchos Avel to Perek Yud Gimel. How many prakim does Hilchos Avelus have? I think Yud Gimel, no? I think this is the last halachos of Hilchos Avelus. Nope, it has also Yud Dalet. Okay, Yud Dalet. But then he moves over in Yudalit, he moves off of Avelis, mitzvah saseh levakir cholim, you know, it's all the Gemilas Chesed, that's Perek Yudalit. Okay, he has 13 prakim on Avelis. In other words, the Rav stressed the book, the first book at the beginning, Chayev Leis Avel. But we have also an epilogue to Hilchos Avelis. The Rambam was known that when he ends a series of halachos, he writes Divrei Hashkafa. And so the Divrei Hashkaf we have here at the end are very powerful, but I think they could answer also the question that we have on from the Gemara. Al yiskasha adam al meso yoser midai. A person shouldn't become overwhelmed with grief. Shenemar al tivku lemeis v'al tanudulo klamar yeser midai shezeu min hago shel olam. Because people die. God created the world, you know, it's in which we die. That's minhago shel olam v'hametzayer atzmo yoser al minhago shel olam hareza tipesh. What, in other words, it's minhago shel olam. Realize it's minhago shel olam. El keitzad yaseh. We have rules. Gimel lebechi shiva lehesped shloshim mitzporet v'chule. Then it continues. Kol mi she'eino misabel kamo shetzivu chachamim. In other words, not to get involved in the bechi and the hesped, etc. Hareza achzari. That's cruel. Just to go through motions. Ela yefached v'yidag v'yefashvish v'ma'asav v'yachzor b'tshuva. And he gives an example. Echem v'nei achabura shemeis tidag ko achabura kula kol shloshem im rishonim yiras atzmo ki ucherev munachas al tzavaro. It could have been me. Gimel achiva ki ilu humanachas bekeren zavis. That's not far away from me. Mikan ve'el ki ilu overes negdo bashuk. Death is part of my reality. Kol ze lehochin atzmo v'yachzor v'yo'er mishnaso v'arehu omer hikisa osam v'lo chalu michlal shetzarech lehokitz v'lo v'lachul. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a makkah, he expects there to be a reaction. If they're not going, people aren't going to react to the makkah, that's achzori. It's like the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tainus, that for someone not to be upset, but what happens in Houston, in other words, a person should be upset. A person should realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing a makkah, and that he wants a reaction. He wants a reaction of tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. He wants a reaction. What could one say based on these two halachos in terms of the world of tirda the mitzvah and tirda the rishus? Could you have your cake and eat it and say that there is a din of avelus shebelev, a very important din of avelus shebelev, and b'chol zot the Gemara can call the world of tzar tirda the rishus, as Rashi says, eino chayev leitz ta'er. I think what the Rambam is saying over here, both in Perek Yud Gimel, Yud Alfin Beis, is that tsar, feeling remorse, sorrow, feeling a sense of loss, that is a tirda de rishus. That's minhago shel olam, that people die, and the person we know is in a better place. When we speak about avelus shebelev in the Rambam, Ein anidus ela balev, the Rambam begins chayev les abel, that is yefached v'yidag yefashvish v'ma'asav v'yachzor b'tshuva, that a person is supposed to take the avelus seriously in terms of a self transformation. It should impact on him. He should be traumatized. There is a level of anxiety, but that's not a level of anxiety of tsar. That's not an anxiety that will pull a person away from mitzvos. That's an anxiety that'll pull a person into mitzvos. In other words, that's, you know, it's the tirda, the tsar, the Rambam points out. You know, you can cry, etc., fine, don't overdo it, but that's a tirda de rishus, because that's darko shel olam. So on darko shel olam, the tirda de rishus, that's not going to patter you. There is an inyan of avelus shebelev, a very powerful inyan, chayev lis abel, but that is the transformative yefached, the yidag, the yefashish v'ma'asav, the yachzor b'tshuva. That is something which doesn't interfere with mitzvos, that's something pumfakert, that augments mitzvos, that your shmon esrei will be a longer shmon esrei when you're in avel. You'll say things more slowly, with more kavana, etc., because now this aspect of avodas Hashem becomes much, much more real to you. So In other words, it could be that I think my humble opinion is the Rav is right and the Gemara is right. But what the Rav was correct 100% is that Avelus, the core of Avelus Tekim, Avelus is Shebalev. But the Avelus Shebalev is not Sa'ar. The Avelus Shebalev is Yefached v'yidag v'yefashish v'ma'asav v'yachzor v'tshuva. That's the Avelus Shebalev. That's a mitzvah. But that doesn't interfere with mitzvos. The Sa'ar, the Rambam says that, you know, where it's you should be mitzta'er, but not more, not yosera amina ga'olam. But that Sa'ar is a tirda de rishus. That's, you know, simply psychologically, it's hard for us that someone that was here is no longer here. But that's tavas vidaso vayam. It's hard for us. But being hard for us, that doesn't mean that we're pater from davening. Okay, so I think that it's to a certain degree a question over here of defining what is the kiyum balev. If the kiyum balev would be tsar, then it's either the Rav or the Gemara. You can't have both. The Gemara says that tsar is not a chiyuv, and the Rav says tsar is a chiyuv. So that's a problem. But if we say no, that there's a kiyum shebalev, but the kiyum shebalev is what the Rambam says is the kiyum shebalev. Yefached v'yidag yefashi shemasav v'yachzor b'tshuva. That's the kiyum shebalev. Then there's no stira. The tsar is not a chiyuv. That's halacha yud aleph. The halacha yud beis. The kiyum shebalev. That is a chiyuv. But that doesn't interfere with mitzvos. Yes.
Yeah. I was gonna ask why would that not be considered that would be still osef mitzvah,
patur. No one is saying that, because yachzor b'tshuva, a person in aseres yimetshuva or patur from mitzvos, aseres yimetshuva is a period of tremendous anxiety.
That's not a question on the sugya.
I don't think it's a question on the sugya.
We said Rashi that he has tirda. So,
but again, there are tirdos that you pull into yourself and you can't deal with more chiyuvim. It's you are so involved in what you are currently doing, you can't deal with other chiyuvim. But here, this is a tirda of pumfakert. This is a tirda of yifashi shemasav. The yifashi shemasav, am I doing the mitzvahs I should be doing? In other words, this is a tirda, this is aser simet shuva, dir shu Hashem behimatzav, kru biyosel karov. In other words, it's a knowledge of a reality which brings a person to more mitzvos rather than pulls them away from mitzvos. It's a different form of anxiety. It's if you want to, it's a tirda which not only supplements but which encourages mitzvos. My tirda encourages me to do mitzvos. That's different than a normal trauma, than that an anxiety attack that would prevent me from my obligations.
Tirda is like you're not doing enough.
Correct. Tirda is exactly yifached. I'm not doing enough. In other words, there's a cherev munach. In other words, this is serious business. I have to get back together. That's the tirda.
Isn't it definitely the rash? The rash understands, and then they're often saying rash understands this about meisel.
The Maisa, no. Rashi says that the Maisa Avelus, Ne'ila, Rechitza, Sika, Alaharos, Kvod, Meso.
Right.
But in terms.
But wasn't the Rav saying the Maisa is also to create the feeling?
So within the. In other words, again, if you're saying that you're 100% correct, the Rav kind of understood that that's why he didn't give my answer. He understood that the Kim Shai was one of Tsar, and this would, you know, with the Maisim would help me bring about the tsar. In other words, that I lower my self-image. I'm more connected to the mace, etc. I'm just offering that you can learn that Avelus is really a kiyum shebalev, but not a kiyum shebalev of tsar. A kiyum shebalev of what the Rambam says of pachad da'aga pishbush b'maasim v'yachzor b'tshuva. That is the core. But then you're correct. Then the maisim would be on a different plane. The maisim are l'kavod hames, and over here this is. Thank you. Okay, we'll stop over here for Yom Rishon.
Someone's caboose is missing here.
Yeah.
The intermediate thing. aren't here because I think there's something with Shraga. I think they told me to mention that.
What are you doing here?
I probably shouldn't be here.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. Thank you for coming. What I want to mention. Okay, so for next time, we'll continue. We have the Sugi of Pesach Sheni, and we'll revisit the Rambam in Pirkei Avos that deals with the world of Kares. And we have over here Rashi and Tosus. Then we'll move over into Tefillin. Tefillin is a sugya in and of itself in terms of why an Avel is pater from Tefillin, and in terms of what Eli is speaking about, think to yourselves as to whether the Iser of Tefillin links in with all the other Maisa Avelus that we have. I also send you to some Achronim, which is not my norm, but there's a Hakira that Lachora would fit on two sides of the Achronim. And then we'll just complete with Avel is brought back into the Gemara of Chayev Lasuvedaite. But and if you finish this and you want to go further, Bevakasha, in other words, we'll move into the Sugya of Shishbinin B'chol B'nei HaSukkah. But I don't know necessarily that we'll get to it on Yom Rishon. Okay? This is it. Thank you.